First, shkoich for the Rosh Hakoyel for introducing me. Shkoich for, what's his name? What's your name? Zavalsky, what? Flew me in to Florida. Today when I landed, I said, Shechayonu v'kimonu v'giyonu. I got to Florida for the first time. I hear a lot about Florida, and I see them all the time. In my supermarket, and the strawberries, and the blueberries. All the time I'm here from Florida. Never able to visit it. Now, Baruch Hashem, I'm here. I hope the bugs get some understandings with me. I apologize for my English. I learned in the University of UTA. That's Satma, basically, and I have a Chassidish English. So I apologize from beforehand. This book is called Bedikas HaMazon. Bedikas HaMazon book is a very important book. Every Jewish home should have this. It tells you in detail every issue can come up when you have fruits or vegetables, anything what can have a shallow of insects, bugs. It's written in English by Rabbi Moshe Vaya, the world expert in Taloyim. And it's very, very informative how you should go on in life with any issues with bugs. Now, tonight I will speak about the problems that we have with bugs. From my experience from the last few hours here in Florida, my understanding is, as we are starting from A, B, C, D, basically. And this is what I'm going to do tonight. What? We're going to speak about basics. I will try not to be confusing. I will try to be clear to the point. Or by the end of the shi, you might come out confused. I'm telling you right now, you might come out confused. Don't hesitate to ask any shilas, and I will try to answer best of my knowledge. This is Rabbi Vaya. This is in the greenhouse where we grow lettuce special. For Pesach, usually, Jewish people eat romaine lettuce for Muroi. How should a Jewish person go over to his head of romaine to make sure it's free of insects? People always ask, what was 50 years ago, 100 years ago? We know our forefathers and grandparents worked very hard ahead of Pesach on the romaine. Hours and hours and hours working to make sure the romaine doesn't have bugs. Mishnah Berurah quotes already some sofer talks about if you do not know how to check, you should not eat any romaine lettuce. For Muroi. If you eat one insect, it's 5 or 6 laven. That means 5 or 6 times pork. Insects called could be 0.2 millimeters, considered little an eye to see in your naked eye. So small, it could be an insect. So we're going to start with basics, romaine lettuce, because most people want to know about it. We sell over here, most probably this year, I doubt it, you're going to see it, from Eretz Yisrael, from Gush Katif, romaine lettuce with 5 kosher certifications on it. All 5 kosher certifications on these bags from Gush Katif has insects in it. Lekatchila. In English means it. How do you say lekatchila in English? Yeah. So why do we have 5 kosher certifications onto the bag? So we're going to get into details. We're going to try to explain it. Now, I have to tell you, a lot of Rabbanim at odd times nowadays disagree with me. The reason why they disagree with me is because there's a lot of knowledge missing, and I try to educate almost whoever knocks on my door. Once they have education, you have good understanding what means Teloy. That means, in other words, if you're going to call a rabbi tomorrow morning and you say, Rabbi Goldstein came to the Koilel, to Florida, and he said so and so and so, he might tell you, oh, hey, Rabbi Goldstein came. But I took my approach for my rabbi, Rabbi Moshe Vaya, the expert in Medikas Teloyim, and I'm, Baruch Hashem, very successful around the country. And here, tonight, we're going to start in Florida. These insects are called mites. Mites are very small, roundish, 8 legs. They come in all colors, they live in soil, and they can come up to even a building like the Freedom Tower by the wind or by crawling. Most people will not recognize mites as an insect, they will recognize it as a speck. As a famous story, if you give somebody a mezizah to check, he will tell you, I have to first learn the halachas and then I can check it. It's the same with lettuce. You cannot check lettuce before you learn the metzias on insects. Mites come in all colors. They live 14 days. They can produce over 100 eggs a day. They're all mites, different types.
What magnification of these pictures at?
So we have mites. After the shiur, we'll show you real mites.
How big are these?
To the best of your knowledge, for your understanding, after the shiur, I have put away today 20 pieces of real mites, what I picked up today at the supermarket. The name of the supermarket is
Publix.
We picked up some product over there today, and we made and plastics mites, and you could take it home, you could absorb it. These are mites. Green and green, it camouflages, looks very similar. These are crawling mites. Does anybody recognize this? Well, okay, good.
Knobel.
The Rebbe slinging the style. Garlic is highly infested. Fresh garlic. They infest it with mites. They can have thrips and different kinds of insects in it. So how do you deal with this issue? Never ever bake or cook anything with a hole full of clove of garlic. Because you can have between 200 and 300 insects and one loaf of garlic. If you don't believe me, today in the koilel we had a clove of garlic. I think we couldn't even count how many bugs we had in it.
These bugs survive the cooking process?
These bugs are?
Do they survive the cooking process?
Bugs are made out of chitin. Chitin is very strong and they will survive cooking, yes. It's not an issue they survive, don't survive cooking. It's whole shrots and you put a whole loaf of garlic. It's a problem. So how do you deal with this? You peel it. You peel the garlic. Not near any foods or vegetables. Near the garbage can or top of a plate. Then you rinse it. One small rinse. And the mites are gone. It's not too difficult. Very simple. Again, Garlic is loaded with mites and thrips. You peel it on top of a garbage can, rinse it, and you can use the garlic. I have the garlic box after the shear. On the peel. They're not in the garlic, they're on the peel. Yes. Here you see a garlic. This is on the garlic, the mites. This is a garlic mite. Bananas. I have to tell you, bananas, they're good. There's no problems with bananas. Baruch Hashem, there's something left to eat. Pineapple. In New York, I'm not familiar with Florida. I'm in New York, when somebody makes a simcha, they know how to make a simcha, believe me. They call these party planners. They give them, I don't know how much money they pay them, and they make these. These party planners, they take these, how you call them in English, these tables, smorgasbord, and they put all kinds of fruits and vegetables. They know already, no pineapple. The head of the pineapple, the green part, is full of mites and worms. Outside, on the surface of the pineapple, you have between 7 and 8 mites average. So, to put on a table a head of a pineapple for design, or skin on of a pineapple for design, is quite a problem. You wouldn't put any pork near any food. The brown spots inside pineapple. It means when you peel the pineapple, you have the brown holes into the pineapple. Every single brown hole has mites and mealybugs in it. They're not outside of the pineapple, they're inside of the pineapple. And if you want to see it, you just cut a pineapple, not deep enough. You see the brown spots, take a loop. Look inside, you have to be patient, and you will see them even crawling.
You have to rinse them?
Watch. We took a camera, we put it into the hole of the pineapple. Here's the mite in the hole. If you cut the pineapple, and there's no brown spots left, you rinse the pineapple, rinse the knife, rinse the cutting board, and the rest you can eat. The biggest issue that we have with pineapple is these brown holes. Mites can be in a lot of products. One of the products where we have mites, what we're going to discuss tonight, is grapes. Fresh grapes. The way how we can these days use fresh grapes by making it on small bunches on the branches. Let it soak for 5-6 minutes with soap and water, agitate it, then pick it up and hold it under the running water, and then re-soak it without soap. Again, 2-3 minutes, agitate it, again under the running water, and then a third time, soak it without soap, and under the water after 3 times, doing this process. The reason why we tell you to do this 3 times is, the grapes sometimes come very infested, and sometimes they don't come very infested. And they come from different parts of the country. Sometimes it comes from Chile, from Brazil, South America, South Africa, from California, from all kinds of places. Sometimes they come pretty clean, sometimes they come highly infested. So we cannot give you a solution, but we going to make you eat chas v'shalom insects. After 3 times doing this procedure, we feel comfortable to tell the people this is the way you should do it.
What about checking the water after you do it, seeing if there's any bugs?
Correct. Checking the, first of all, Evan.
What do you do to agitate the grape?
He asked a shaila. This person asked a shaila, and most people do not understand the shaila what he asked, and I'm going to try to explain you what he's asked. He asked like this. If you have a light box on your table, you have a light box, and you have a bucket with water, and you soak in the water, let's say the grapes. You take out the grapes from the water, you take the grapes and put it onto the light box, and you inspect the water like this. This is what he's asking. Why should we wash it 3 times? Let's do an inspection. So the answer in this question is like this. First of all, if somebody does not learn inside out, mite strips, leaf minus aphids, all kinds of insects, he doesn't know what he's checking when he's checking the water. He has no clue. Second of all, you can't check water. I had tested 80 rabbis in one shot. I gave them a cup of water. They looked into it and they promised me every cup has bugs in it. There's not a single bug in it. It was only dirt. That's why you can only inspect something that's called shmatis. You have to spill it through a cheesecloth mesh, a 60 micron cheesecloth mesh, put it onto the light box. But that's for later, after this year. So we're going to continue with this year. Good question.
Why do you freeze the grapes?
Doesn't matter. It's a freeze bug. It's a New York bug. It's harder to rinse it once you freeze it. On grapes. It doesn't matter if it's dead alive. They're both on the skin, also on the branches, both. Okay, now we're going to go to the second insect. It's called a thrip. A thrip comes in all colors and all sizes. 6 legs, different than the mite.
Over the past 25 years, the western flower thrips has spread from its origins in the southwestern parts of the USA to become a major greenhouse pest. The species, with the Latin name Frontlineella occidentalis, is a member of the thrips family. Adults are up to 1.5 millimeters long and prefer to stay concealed, for instance, inside flowers, where they feed on energy-rich pollen. Apart from ornamental plants, the western flower thrips also attack many vegetable crops, such as beans, as can be seen here. The mouth parts are designed for piercing and sucking, allowing them to penetrate plant cells and to suck out their contents. Many plant cells are depleted one by one within a restricted area, as shown here, much accelerated. These emptied areas turn pale and are usually covered by dark spots of feces. Severely infested parts of plants can become dehydrated. Frontlineella occidentalis also transmits the economically important tomato-spotted wilt virus. Male western flower thrips are smaller than females. In order to insert their eggs into the plant tissue, the first stage larvae hatch a few days later and soon start feeding. Here we see the feeding process of such a larva at 5 times normal speed. Older first-stage larvae often live together in small social groups. A few days later, they shed their cuticle and become second-stage larvae, which also feed by removing the contents of plant cells. Once these second-stage larvae are fully developed, they usually move to the soil for pupation. The molting process to the next stage, the pre-pupa, is shown here on a leaf. Pre-pupae have small wing stubs and do not feed. Later on, they molt to pupae with much longer wing stubs. Finally, adult trips arise from the pupae. At 20 degrees Celsius, insects take about 3 weeks to develop from eggs to adults. Over 10 generations a year can be produced.
Okay.
So is there an answer to eat the egg or the larva of these insects?
Larva for sure. And eggs are machlokes. Thrips. Okay. This is a complicated matter. Most people try to avoid it. I do not. This is called strawberries. This is how strawberries grow. Strawberries from Florida is full of thrips. Strawberry from Mexico is full of mites. Most of the time. Why? Strawberries, it's a few different opinions from rabbis how to deal with strawberries. Here you can see on a strawberry, the thrip runs under the seeds. Some rabbis do tell you, wash it, soap it 3 times, and then grind it, and then you can use it. Some rabbis will tell you that. I like to take the safest way when it comes to teloyim. And I will say something tonight, but you never heard in your life before. If you think I'm going to say you cannot eat strawberries, you're wrong. I will tell you, you can eat strawberries. Be surprised. But how are you going to eat these strawberries? According to Rabbi David Goldstein. You buy nice, beautiful, big strawberries. Okay? You cut the top off straight. Then you take a regular peeler. You peel the strawberry all around. You give it one rinse. There's nothing more kosher than such a strawberry. What a bracha. And it's cheaper. And you can put it away for the winter. Oh, there's no winter over here. In New York, you can put it away for the winter. Because the insects, the thrips and the mites, hide under the seeds. We did today, here in the Kollel, a test on strawberries. We washed, and we shaked, and we put soap, and we scrubbed it, and we rubbed it. And after that, we still found 2 insects. There's something with the strawberries and the insects. They love themselves. I don't know why. But this is what... It's a major issue. Now, what? One package. It was Murzik. Then still 2 left. Now, if some rabbis will tell you, no, it's David Goldstein, he's a little bit fanatic. He tells you to do that way. No problem. On his plates, I say plates in English. On his shoulders, you could do it. On my shoulders, you have to peel it. And I try to be reasonable. I could tell you so much. A good business. Whoever can start to sell peeled strawberries, a good business. Because in New York, there's a supermarket in Borough Park, it's called Gourmet Glut, and they were peeling strawberries. They bought a package for $2, they peeled it and sold it for $4. They couldn't keep up, they went up to $6. They couldn't keep up, they went up to $8. And up to $8, they sell out 200 boxes a day. They keep it already on low volume, because it's $8. If everybody has a technology, or somebody who can know how to peel strawberries, it's a good business. Because there's plenty of people, they don't eat strawberries. After you peel it, you rinse it, and after you rinse it, you could use it. That's the safest strawberry. The other strawberries, washing strawberries in general, you need to have Riech HaKodesh. You need to have how do you say Riech HaKodesh in English? Riech HaKodesh, because we don't know. When you buy a package of strawberries, today we bought a package of strawberries, it wasn't so infested. Sometimes I could count 300 bugs in one package. Sometimes you can find the package clean. Sometimes you can find 50, 20, 30, 10. We don't know. So it's very hard to stand up and say, okay, go wash and eat it. It's a responsibility. It's 5 lavins, 6 lavins, no joke. cranberries.
The yogurt, back to yogurt.
Again.
The yogurt is a problem.
Just one second. The yogurts don't have the yogurts do not have strawberries anymore in it. All yogurts were stopped. And my question was about the frozen
strawberries.
I'm not sure. I tell you something. I will tell you something. He has the frozen strawberries. On frozen strawberries, a package could cost $4 or $5 because it has a kosher symbol on it, right?
Eight.
So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You buy fresh, you peel it, and you freeze it. Doesn't make sense. Cranberries.
Strawberry
jelly. Jelly? Jelly's not a problem. Jam's a problem. Jelly's not a problem. Cranberries. Cranberries. Cranberries, craisins. You can eat. It has no problem. Raisins is a major issue. The way how they dry raisins is basically grapes, they put it on the floor and let it sun dried. Of course, if you're going to let it sun dried, you're going to get bugs. There's no shiloh. Imagine when somebody comes home Rosh Hashanah at night from davening. He davened so well the first night of Rosh Hashanah, he cried out to Hashem, forgive him for all his sins. And then he goes, he makes a moitzi lechem and oritz on chalz has raisins in it. God forbid. If you put craisins, shouldn't be a problem.
There's no way to check raisins, right?
Either way, it's very hard. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna finish this year. I think 10 o'clock is Ma'ariv, right? We have 25 minutes to finish this year. After Ma'ariv, I will take questions a whole night. Till my flight is 9 o'clock. Take questions. We have over here cabbage. Cabbage in Yiddish you say call it krot. Cabbage has two insects in it. Mites and thrips. Remember, the first two insects we were talking about was mites and thrips. If you take cabbage, you put it into the freezer for 48 hours. After 48 hours, you take it out of the freezer. You can only defrost it by letting it sitting outside. You cannot use hot water to defrost it. Because I know a lot of people using hot water to defrost it. Hot water is no good. Only cold water or just let it defrost. Now why is hot water no good? In general rule, comes to insects, anytime you touch hot and a product, it will stick. When you go outside and when it's hot outside, your hand always sticks. In New York, when it's cold, your hand cracks. What we're trying to do is the sherets, the bug, the insect, and the product should crack. So when you put it in the freezer for 48 hours, it will crack. Then you let it defrost. You take each and separate leaf under the running stream of water from both sides, and you can use a small soft brush. And then you could use it without checking.
Why do you need the brush?
Extra precaution. I tell you why. In general, you can have between 6 and 8 thrips per head of cabbage. There is one season in the year where the cabbage comes so infested, I'm scared it's not enough. So if you have the brush, it will be okay. So that's why I add to use a soft brush. That's after you freeze it, and then you can use the cabbage without any checking necessary. That's only when you freeze it. If you're going to eat coleslaw, let's say you're going to make a head of cabbage, make coleslaw, it has bugs in it. You can't wash it off, it sticks, because you didn't freeze it.
Red has the same halakha as the green?
Red and green.
Red and green is the same product, or two different products?
Red and green is the same issue with bugs. Same issue. And it's even better, the red. You know why? Because the red, you can see the bugs easier. Because white and white is hard to see. Sometimes the thrips are so hard to see on the cabbage because white and white. On the red cabbage, because it's yellow, the thrip, it's much easier to see.
Should
So there's a solution for it. What?
On the inside, or if you take off the outside, it's okay.
In general, cabbage infestation is all the way inside. In the middle, it's more the cleaner part, and all the way outside. It's again, the reason for it, because it grows like a open, it closes with the bugs, and it grows bigger, bigger, bigger. While it grows bigger, you have fresh bugs coming on top. So this is for the stuffed cabbage, for Purim, for Sukkot, for stuffed cabbage. And by the way, after the shiur, whoever wants, they can write down the email addresses. We send out instructions in English and Yiddish and Spanish, only from Mexico, and Ivrit, how to do it in the house. Very, very, it's put down very professional. These are trips on cabbage. Corn on the cob, I decided I'm not talking about it. Corn in the can is good. Baby corn is good. Corn on the cob has mites and thrips and worms. The way how you check corn on the cob is not by peeling off the peel and looking like this. You have to cut down all the kernels into a pot. You agitate the kernels in the pot with the water. Then you take the water, you spill it through the shmata, and you make an inspection. There you see the bugs. So you can have a cookbook. Corn in the cob can be mirzik. It grows in the field. Now, remember I said before, the Israeli romaine lettuce comes in Eretz Yisrael with 5 kosher certifications, has bugs. It only has thrips, mites, spiders, and flies. Also with a limit. With a limit. That means we only allow 2 mites per head, thrips up to 7, flies and spiders can be more lenient. Why? Because the Rabbanim hold, l'katchila, if you look on the instructions, but in small letters, you will have to wash it that way, and after washing, there's no bugs anymore. Again, these instructions on the back, how to wash it. After you wash it, there's no bugs. Because what the Mishgichim are doing in the field in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, they check how much bugs you have on the thrips. How much spiders, how much flies, how much mites. And if it's not under the limit, they on the bag, these instructions how to wash it. And the Ashgacha is, you have to wash it, and after washing, it's going to be clean. That's for the whole heads, what comes to Eretz Yisrael. The wash schoire, what comes, these companies where they sell ready washed, ready packed, that's nothing, that you can just open up and use it. But the regular schoire comes from Eretz Yisrael with 5 achshayim, is because you have to wash it. Now this insect is called an aphid. Aphid is not allowed to be in the romaine from Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because by him washing off, he's not going to come off. Because he makes a honey, what sticks to the leaf. His mouth is a straw, what sucks out of the leaf. And he has 6 legs. He has such a good grip, he can't get him off. So the whole Ashgacha, on the remain that comes to Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have aphids. It has a limit of bugs. Aphids can be complicated. They do not go in cabbage. That's why cabbage can freeze. Cabbage only has thrips and mites. These aphids can be almost in everything, in spinach and in spring mix and all the good design.
What about the dough, what they used to sell in ShopRite?
Very important. Very, very good, Shiloh. Do not mention company names. Please, please. My head is still on me. I want to keep it that way.
Triple filtered products.
Okay, we get into this, you know, this discussion. You know, in America, you can sell anything. Anything you can sell. It's very impressive when you see in a bag triple washing. Very impressive. I have visited so many factories and so many machines what I saw. I never found the magic triple washing machine. What you put in, and it comes out clean. Okay? When the bug comes off from the lettuce, when a triple wash, the water is being recycled. So what happens is the bug goes down, back onto the product. This is no joke. This is serious business. That shouldn't happen. You need a filter.
Why don't they just use new water?
It's expensive. You need a filter. Which kind of filter do you need? If you're going to go using a Chassidish filter, 100 microns, it's going to get clogged in a half a minute. So they don't use filters. So what's the story with this triple wash stuff? I don't know. Facing it. So these aphids, if you have one, this is aphids and romaine lettuce. If you have one,
this green aphid is populating the world with herself. She's a virgin, and cloning herself, she produces a genetically identical daughter every 20 minutes. The babies even have babies inside them. So the mother aphid nurtures her granddaughters.
Basically, what the video is saying is like this. The aphid produces another aphid every 20 minutes. The mother
green aphid
still carries the granddaughter already.
She's a virgin, and cloning herself, she produces a genetically identical daughter every 20 minutes. Babies even have babies inside them.
You know what the most weird thing happened today? In the morning, after Shacharis, I stand outside in front of the koilu. I look on the flowers. Aphids are there. Full of aphids. I cut them down. I have it over here. Show them live aphids. They produce very fast. If you brush it down with romaine lettuce, let's say you buy Andy Boy Foxy or who knows what, if you brush it down with a brush, it will come off. The aphids. The Rabbanim, they're not so happy with the solution, that's why they don't want to give us gacha on something that has aphids. And with a brush, it will come off. This insect's called the leaf miner. Leaf miner is very famous. Anytime you go to the supermarket, you can see it in the celery, you can see it in the spinach, you can see it in the scallions, you can see it in the basil, dill, parsley, cilantro. What do you see? A trail. This is romaine lettuce. You see the leaf miner in the romaine lettuce. This is spinach with leaf miners. Celery, leaf miners. It makes a trail. Scallions, leaf miners. What is a leaf miner? How does a leaf miner happen? Where is the leaf miner? This is romaine lettuce. This is actually some pomegranate this summer from New York. Ich checked, found leaf miners. Now you can wash them off. You can scrub it, rub it, metal brush, soft brush, whatever you want. You can't get them off. Why?
Inside the leaf.
It's inside the tissue. It's inside the tissue. It doesn't come off.
That's what's called a miner.
That's what's called a miner. Like you dig for gold, you make a mine. Here you see scallions with the leaf miners in it.
It's not
what?
It's not here.
It's not what?
No, yeah, you can't see it. You can't see their mind. Unless he's a trail.
How big is the
bug? Is that the
how
bug?
How big is the mind?
Is that the bug or just the trail?
The bug is in the trail. If you see the trail, you look in the two corners. One corner is he, one corner he started from. If you see a hole, that means he left When he leaves, different insects run into that hole because they have shared own food. So that's why once we see the trail, we know to look for the bug. And if like here you see the hole, that means he left. There's different bugs inside. Besides, he leaves behind something but also shouldn't eat.
It's in the stalk also, or just in the leaf by the roaming
bugs? Oh, the leaf. The stalk,
the stalk.
If you want to be very friendly, you want to eat, you know, you shouldn't, you know, what we give it for free. Sometimes people, they want to be, you want to make sure they don't have bugs, so they eat the core of the romaine.
Right, the stalk.
Not the stalk, the core. The shoyrish.
I'm not sold for them. What about just the stalk?
I'm telling you, the shoyrish tastes like mara. Okay.
The leaf miner, Liriomyza huidobrensis, arrived in Europe from Latin America in the early 1990s. It damages many ornamental plants and vegetable species, especially those grown in greenhouses. Adult female leaf miners cut fan-shaped feeding punctures with their ovipositor into the leaf surface. From these wounds, they imbibe plant sap. The large number of wounds on the leaf surface are called feeding points. Fertilized females lay up to 150 eggs at some of these feeding points. After a few days, the mouth hook of the hatching larva is fully developed and is used to cut a slit through the eggshell. The hatched larva then lies on its side and tunnels its way through the spongy tissue of the leaf. The larva grows rapidly as it feeds incessantly, leaving feces within the mines produced. Leaf tissue is heavily damaged as the larva passes through three development stages. Just after a few days, the third stage larva is fully developed. Finally, a large slit produced in the leaf allows most of the larva to drop to the ground where they will pupate. But sometimes this process occurs also on the leaf, as shown here. After a very short prepupal stage, the larval cuticle gradually hardens to a coarctate pupa. After about a week, this emerging female uses its inflatable bladder at the top of its head to break open the pupa at preformed lines and emerges. The emerged female then unfolds its wings, and after its body has gradually hardened, the developmental cycle of the leaf miner is complete.
I can tell you so much. We teach grills in New York, the grill schools, for leaf miners, for everything. So how do I teach them for leaf miners? We have Mashgichim checking, day and night. And Mashgich calls me up, this week I had a terrible week. I have like 300 leaf miners. Pick it up from him, deliver it to the grill schools, and we teach the grills hands on. This is how we do it. Eine Däumerie Lishmiya. Before was a question about blueberries. Blueberries has four insects in it. Four major insect issue. But by the way, pomegranate is good, watermelon is good, honeydew is good, cherries are good, apples are good, pears are good. Did I skip anything?
Oranges
are good. Cucumbers are good. Carrots are good.
Peppers
you have to wash.
Cantaloupe.
Also good.
Steak. Tomato.
With schieten. So.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes are good. You came to shear, I teach you the problems. I mean, there's plenty of good food to eat. And if you sign up to my email, you get usually Tu B'Shvat, a guide tells you what's good, what's problematic, and what you shouldn't touch. Clearly, in English. Now, blueberries has scales. These are the scales. Look good. These are the scales in the crown. You have mites, you have thrips, and you have maggots in the blueberry. There's a maggot in the blueberry. In New York, 3 years ago in the summer, Mishgichen called me up every single day while we trained. They said, listen, we're having issues with the blueberries. We're washing, checking, we can't get them clean. And we called them more, even more Mishgichen, until we came to final conclusion, we pulled the plug on it. That means we're not using any more strawberries. The planters in New York, you're not going to see blueberries anymore. They're gone. Frozen might be some good. They're working very hard, farmers, to spray, take care for frozen. But fresh, it's quite a problem if you do not know how to check it yourself. And most people don't. Apples, we said, is good. It's meat chain of Mazi.
Yogurt, blueberry yogurt?
There's no blueberries in it.
Okay.
Dried figs. Only eat the skin. Only eat the skin. These are sherrets. It's called the dried fig beetle. And the dried fig beetle is inside the fig. See? This is the fig. You make it like a sandwich. This is how you check figs. Make it like a sandwich. You take the knife. You cut it around the sides. You see? You open it up. Then you have to take with the razor blade the fig from inside and spread it on a white sheet. And after you spread on a white sheet, you find the beetle. Basically, when you're done checking, you're only left with the skin. I'll be eat the skin. Rinse it, wash it, be eat it.
What about dates?
Dates are much cleaner. You could cut it in half. Put it by the window, by the sun. You see big black spots. You see the bugs. If not, you can use it. It's very easy. You can check it yourself. Dried apricots. Open it up. If you see nothing, you can eat it. All the black dots and dried apricots, it's not bugs. And the bug and dried apricot, usually a big round. Let me have a picture. It's a big round. This is the bug on a dried apricot. It's a big round bug. You can see it. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Any more questions?
Yeah, purple oranges, there was a problem with bugs on the peel that stick to your finger.
That's only in Israel, not in the United States. Because they wax it.
I'm not clear with romaine lettuce for the savory.
I said it can come complicated. So, what do you do?
Eat just the stalk and finish.
Good, but that's for Chassidus to eat. She's asking for a serious shaila. You have to learn how to check for the leaf miners, for the aphids, for the thrips, for the mites. You have to take.
So the ones that come from Aristotle with Ashdod, can you use it?
Or yes, you can wash it like the instruction tells you, and after that you can use it.
So if it says Shatip, you could use it?
Yes, but you have to wash it. Because people do not understand. People think it has five kosher certifications, it's good to eat. You know, you have to send, you have to wash the corn through the rocks.
Do you have to check thoroughly if you're juicing the vegetables?
Grinding, anything with bugs, our grinders don't grind bugs. They're so small, they don't grind the bugs. The bugs survive, unfortunately.
Even a high-speed blender also won't do
it. The biggest companies, everybody tried. They sell now New York shakes. Healthy shakes. They put in romaine, iceberg, cabbage, strawberries, spinach. I don't know what they put in over there. They bring it to my lab. We spill it out. It looks, when you look in the bottle, it looks impossible. It looks impossible. You're not going to find a whole bug over here. You spill it on the light box. You spread it with water. You look good. You find a whole bug.
And the coleslaw.
Thanks,
the box came from the water.
Yeah. New York. Coleslaw you should only buy with a good hashgacha. You have to understand something. Comes to shechita, everybody's machmer. I only this shechita, that shechita. I don't buy just plain shechita. Shechita is only one lav. It's not even a lav. It's really the only glatt kosher. You don't want to buy. You don't want to buy Hebrew National because it's only kosher. It's not glatt kosher. Come on, comes to bugs. It's five lav and six lav. But where are we going? Especially here in Florida, it's hot. You have a lot of bugs. If you be careful, HaKadosh Baruch will give you Sata Deshmaya. This community is going to grow. And you're going to have nachas from your kids and your grandchildren. We should be zoich to the Gilu Shalayman. Kale is forbidden almost by every single organization. They have a sling. They say, Kale, Lomas Aftonu. Besides two brands, kosher, they grow it special. I don't think you get it in Florida. It's a...
So you said juicing doesn't make a difference. It's not juicing.
What about water? You know, if you look under, sometimes you can see it in parts of water.
Where?
In Florida, even in the city.
Juicing is a sheet. Is another whole different
thing. Show us
that one.
Huh? Wait. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm a kid.
It's
from my
position.
No, sorry,
that's here.
Huh?
From my.
Oh. Juice. How many dollars?
Huh? Yeah, that's good.